Soybeans, the upside leader on the day Tuesday. You're listening to the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Mike Zuzalo with Global Commodity Analytics joins us for today's market wrap-up. Mike, as we look over at this grain complex, let's start with soy first. A decent day to the upside led by beans, bean meal, bean oil, showing some green as well. Obviously, a lot of back-and-forth uncertainty with tariffs and more at play here. What's your thoughts in this soy complex after Tuesday's trade?
Yeah, it seems to me, Jesse, we've got a battle going on in the trade right now between the U.S.-China relationship as we get ready for the Lunar New Year now ending and get ready for President Trump's State of the Union and President Trump's preparations for going over to China in about a month from now. And that being a hang, an overhang on the markets and maybe hanging in the back of the minds of potential longs or potential bulls and stopping them maybe from getting into the market. Offsetting that, though, is the question mark about the domestic demand, especially in the aftermath of the Agricultural Outlook Forum at the end of last week by USDA and the renewable biofuel soy diesel demand being so stoked now, and it has been for pretty much the whole of 2026. We saw today, again, a day where the soybean oil led the soybeans out of the hole after opening weaker, being weaker on the day in the overnight session as well. A new 60-18 high in lead month soybean oil puts you and matches you with the October 2023 high in the soy oil. So once again, soybeans finding a lot of help from their friend in the soybean oil market. I would also say we're hearing a little bit more chatter about South America soybean harvest delays and that it being in Mato Grosso, Brazil. But it's interesting, Jesse, we didn't pick up any of that in the corn because the corn could have been completely planted as far as the Safrina corn in Mato Grosso by the end of February if we would have had good weather. It's only about half planted, but yet the corn spread very weak today.
Well, and thinking of that South American weather picture, and if there's some delays to soybean harvest, maybe some delays to Safrina corn planting, still some unknowns there. But yeah, to your point, you look over at a corn market and wheat too, very quiet on the day Tuesday. Weather, crude oil moves, Middle East geopolitical tensions, a lot of things at play here, but really just nothing moving the other grain commodities here today, Mike.
I agree. We went down to about a 426 low heading into the close in March corn. That's within the parameters of not hurting the weekly or monthly charts. I think you hit it on the nose. The hard red wheat weather continues to be wet in the GFS model. I would say, not being a meteorologist, but looking at all the models, the European model and the other models, maybe not as wet as the GFS for the hard red wheat belt at the end of this weekend and another secondary system coming midweek next week. So that's something to watch for. But I think that took some luster off the wheat. But I think, as you say, we really did see the gold and silver slip, the crude oil slip. Why? Because the dollar turned around after being down pretty substantially in the overnight markets. And so it seems to me that the trade now coming out of the Supreme Court tariff ruling is starting to think more about the idea that we're going to have a dollar that finds support from maybe more of the tensions in the Middle East, or maybe geopolitical tensions. It's back to coming in around maybe more of its traditional safe haven status. I think that hit the grains especially, and especially the wheat.
About over in that livestock complex, cattle seeing mixed action on the day Tuesday, maybe some volatility coming in there, but also the hog trade really finding some more good support. What's your feeling in this protein complex here after Tuesday's session?
Yeah, we were able to see those summer contracts, June and August hogs, both hit 110 plus and closed at around 110 plus. That's a really good price, and thank goodness the hogs were out there to help the cattle here today. I think one of the things that maybe started us off weaker in the cattle market was just the leftover and spillover negativity from Monday's technicals. Feeders also didn't seem to want to really find their groove as far as short covering, Jesse, and I think this is where, with the equities markets, a third factor out there, and it being on two sides of the trade, you didn't do any damage to the cattle, but you can tell the cattle look tired after hitting that new record high late last week. So we need to get, especially with the weaker corn market, a strengthening in the feeder futures market again. Otherwise, if the equities markets start to make some new monthly lows, wouldn't be surprised to see the funds maybe pop the chute on some of their long positions.
Well, of course, there's so many things at play here, from the economy to the weather to what is happening with geopolitics, potential of war, tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. So as we close out our conversation today, Mike, I mean, what would you reiterate to folks? What is your mind going to be on here throughout this final week of the month as we finish out February?
Yeah, the very short term, I would say March delivery could be very impactful to the markets because of the spreads. And we've been on this buy beans, sell corn mantra for almost 2 months now. I suspect that's getting close to ending because of the fact that, you know, the beans and the Chinese demand, you're going to have to address that at some point with Brazil's harvest, Jesse. So I think maybe the unwinding of the long bean, short corn mindset, now that we're concluding the base price figuring for crop insurance for both corn and beans at the end of this month, maybe something to watch in the very near term. Otherwise, it's really about the very strong relationship still between the crude oil and the wheat, and watching to see what happens in both the Black Sea and the Middle East to see if the crude oil market doesn't stimulate a pretty much a commodity-wide rally at this stage, with one eye on the dollar, obviously.
Mike, as always, great thoughts. If folks want to reach out to you and have a conversation there at Global Commodity Analytics, what's the best way to do so?
Best place is to go to globalcomresearch.com, and it's globalcom with two M's, research.com. Sign up for a 2-week free trial to the blog and the midday update. Also take a look at our product services.
Mike Zuzalo, Global Commodity Analytics, as always, good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for joining us again this week on the Market Wrap-Up, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Jesse. Take care.
And that is going to do it for today's Market Wrap-Up here on the American Ag Network as we broadcast live from the 2026 Commodity Classic at San Antonio, Texas. For the American Ag Network, I'm Jesse Allen reporting.